Blog Talk Radio.
President's Day. We ain't counting that boy. Yo, how y'all feeling tonight? Oh, I'm good to be here with y'all. All right, we good? We straight? Everything could be y'all right? Right. All right, check it out. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. And this your daily. The daily. Go get him in the show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R's. The Daily Go Get It Business Show all up in your area. How y'all feeling? I hope y'all feeling like real men and real women should. You think you shouldn't when you should? Well, we're going to test it out. We're going to see about it, talk about it, be about it. What's going on, Shelly Always Shine Bright? Shelly Always Shines Bright on the Instagram side. Good to see me, some of you and my brother, Aunt. And Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? B Moore is all up in here. How you feeling, my boo? And also Cal Chamber. Let me favorita. What's up, my T. Carry Wright? Morning, noon, and night. What's going on? It's always good to have you in my sights. And Cherry Dana Dane. It's Cinderella Dana Dane. Well, it's the woman Dana Dane with fame. It's Cinderella Dana Dane. Well, it's the woman Dana Dane with fame. So today we're talking about partnership. We'll talk a little bit about partnership tonight. Actually, we're going to talk a lot about partnership tonight. When you start off with somebody that's your ace boon coon, that's your partner. This is your day one. This is your day one. You always been down with them. And this might be somebody that is ultra talented. They may be really, really good at whatever it is that y'all started off doing together. So y'all start off doing something together, whether it's a business venture, whether it's playing sports, whether it's getting a job, whatever it is, they are good at what they do. You can't take anything away from their acumen. You can't take anything away from their skill set. You can't take anything away from their ability, their God-given ability. But they might not be the type of person that sticks with things. And you might be the type of person that sticks with things. Now, they may be the type of person that doesn't stick with things, but they still might be the type of person that's a leader. They may be the type of person that is a leader, but they may be into things for the short term. And you may be the type of person that's not exactly a leader, but you may be the type of person that is into things for a long time. Like, you don't get in and out of things. You assess things, you evaluate things, you research things. So once you decide to get into something, you all in. You're dealing with a leader who is not all in all the time. And you're dealing with not necessarily a follower, but a role player. Let's call you a role player. Because whenever you say the word follower, nobody wants to own up to that. But everybody can't be a leader. But being a follower can have a negative connotation. We know that. We should know that it goes deeper than that, because if you are a good follower, then that makes you essential to the way that something runs. Anyway, let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving. Let's talk about it. Talk about it. Be about it. See about it. Let's dissect it. Take it apart. Let's digest it and make it some art. So, you're dealing with your partner who is good at what they do. They all that. So y'all start off doing something. They get frustrated with it, get pissed off with it, get tired of it, get bored with it, and they want to bail out. Y'all were already starting to bubble, starting to make a couple of dollars, starting to really become known and whatever, and they out. They like, nah, man, I'm good with this. I'm out. And they may feel like they have a valid reason for being out. They may feel like, well, when we started this thing out, we had this vision and it was supposed to go this way and it was supposed to do this and it's not doing that, and we're not getting the type of funding that we wanted, and we're not getting the type of respect that we deserve, and we're not being treated fairly. So, you know, some people feel like when they aren't being treated fairly that they should bail out. A lot of people feel that way. You know, everybody doesn't stick in there, stick it out and turn things around. Everybody doesn't do that. Some people leave at the first sign of trouble, whether you're talking about a relationship, whether you're talking about a partnership, whether you're talking about any type of situation that doesn't go their way. They feel like they should have their way all the time. And you're dealing with a person that's like that. So what do you do? You know, they want to bail out. Do you bail out? Or do you have to take the leadership role, even though that may not be a role that you relish in? Do you take that leadership role and say, I ain't going nowhere? I didn't get in this thing for the quick thing. And although I would love for my partner to do it with me, because I really only got into it because it was their idea. You know, I figured this was something that me and you could do together. And now you bailing out. But I like this shit. I'm digging it, and I believe in it, and I think that I can thrive in it, and I think that I can make it work, and I will make it work. Is that how it would go? Is that how you would play it? Or would you say, well, we had a good run, even though I would have liked to stay. I trust the judgment of the person that's out, so you out. Because the question to me would be, if you are out because they are out, then what do you do now? You may have put time, effort into this project, and now they ready to drop it like they ain't spend no money or make no money on it. And you don't see it that way. What do you do? What do you do? Because this person may be close to you. They may not just be your partner. This might be your brother or your sister that you've been close to all your life. Your favorite cousin that's like a brother or a sister to you. They could be your neighbor, your school chum that you, who you grew up with, was in every class with. Y'all even design y'all rosters the same back when y'all was in high school, whatever. You might still be in high school, cause this type of behavior and this type of action starts when you're young. A lot of people don't understand that shit. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. We was talking about how, you know, people say that certain things are childish and only children should participate in these types of behaviors that may seem juvenile and immature. But when do you learn how to be immature and juvenile? You learn that when you're younger. And if it works for you, you're not going to stop being immature and juvenile. Why would you? You know, just keeping it a buck. Why would you stop doing something that has been working for you? If you've been able to manipulate people, if you've been able to get people to do your bidding, if you've been able to make people do whatever you want them to do, you found the go button for them, and it works every time. Go, go. I can't believe it. Go. They win again. Go, 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 go. Why would you stop doing that? And that's how childish, manipulative, immature and juvenile behavior, that's how it thrives in adults. And when you really think about it, childish behavior only gets on your nerves when it's done by an adult, because you don't think that that's the way adults should conduct themselves. And you might be right, but guess what? You're wondering why they didn't grow out of it. You're wondering how they didn't grow out of it. I'll tell you how, and I'll tell you why. Because it kept working. Yeah, as petty as it may have seemed, as childish as it has been, as manipulative and as nerve-wracking as it seems to be, guess what? It kept working. People kept accommodating them, so they didn't stop. So you are partners with this type of person. So whenever they don't get what they want, they out. But not you. But what about this time? What about this time? This time, would you stay in? What would you do? Huh? What a guan. My big sis, Robin Ming, is here doing a thing. It's good to see you. Yo, you know you're a queen. By the way, my cut is getting better, y'all. I think I got that Wolverine in me. I think I got the Wolverine, baby. My shit's scabbing up already. That was just Saturday night. Barely 24 hours now. You know, when we talk about this partnership thing, it's almost like a monkey see, monkey do thing. And you know how your parents had to coach you out of the monkey see, monkey do thing. You know how it is when you was younger. Your parents saw you emulating or going down the path of being a follower. They wasn't feeling it. And they would let you know that they wasn't feeling it, and they would try to curtail that type of bullshit. Like, you know, guess what you're not going to do? Guess. Come on. Yeah, you're not going to be running around here like a follower, being a knucklehead, following behind other knuckleheads. You're not going to do that. You know. But when you talk about partners, if you were the type of person that got in trouble a lot when you were younger, there's a good chance that you had a partner with you. You didn't always do things by your lonely. Like my man Tretch from Naughty by Nature says, I do my dirt all by my lonely. Very rarely. I'll tell you the people who only do their dirt by their lonely. Serial murderers. Serial killers, yeah, they do their dirt all by their lonely. Everybody else normally has an accomplice somewhere. You can get a lot done with a partner. And y'all can feed off of each other. And y'all can bounce ideas off of each other. You know, two heads are better than one, even when it's negative. So, when your motivation is to do something negative, it's always good to have a partner with you that you can, you know, make yourself feel real confident.
like setting off fire alarms. Getting caught setting off fire alarms, got the ink all on your shit when you pulled the fire alarm. Fire alarm, and you got your hands in your pocket, like, I don't know who pulled this shit. What's up, Stacey White? Stacey White all up on the Instagram side. Good to see me some you, no doubt, no diggity doubt. And my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Except my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Good to see my brother. Thanks for coming on out. That's why every time I see you, I'ma give you a shout. You my brother. Yeah, from another mother. I am down with you like no other. So what are we talking about? What y'all think? You know, think about your best friends growing up. If you had a best friend, if you had a partner, if you had somebody that you always was seen with, always did things with, always was rolling hard with. Yeah, Rob, I got another injury. I fucked my hand up, slipped on the ice on Saturday. Saturday night, I slipped up on the ice and shit. I was bleeding. It was running like a sieve. Ansel Jones says, the military taught me how to work with people, and that's on a sliding scale. Okay, that's what's up. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill, says some ventures and paths aren't cut out to have permanent partners. Take for example musicians who were formerly with. That's a very good point. That is a very, very good point. That is an excellent point. And I think we should take a little time out to think about that, because that is a great example. And it's an example that anybody in showbiz can definitely relate to. And even fans who know nothing about the industry can relate to, because we wonder how come bands broke up, how come they never get together, or how come they do reunion tours and can barely make it through the reunion tour. Well, a lot of times, most times when a band starts out, they start out together. You know, your friends who knew how to play, your cousins, family members and stuff who knew how to play. But once you get a record deal and you start playing for money, real money, signing contracts and stuff like that, many times the record company will decide, well, we don't need that many people in a band. We don't need that many band members. So they will find a weak link in the band, or in many cases, somebody who really wanted to be a star in their own right and on their own. So basically, they go to a Ralph Tresvant and be like, look, you can get a solo deal. We can give you a deal right now. You know, those other guys are good, but they're not like you. They're not like you, and we can do something for you. Something special, something individual. We can do something individual for you. We can get it popping for you. So all you have to do is, come over here, sign this contract. We can start working on your album. Tell your bandmates, tell your other band members that you out. I mean, at the end of the day, they would do it to you. This is a golden opportunity for you. You were the one carrying the group in the first place. So it's only right that you should have your own plate, but they wouldn't say that. It's only right that you should give yourself a chance to make your career go far. And of course, that shit is sounding good to you. Now you got people who believe in you and they want you to have all of the money to yourself. Because they feel like you deserve it. And deep down inside, you feel the same way. Whether it's true or whether it's perceived because you believe that you have the most talent. So, let's say you actually took the deal. If you took the deal and decided, like, well, I'm leaving the group. I'm going to do a Lionel Richie. I'm about to break out on a Jeffrey Osborne. I'm about to do this Larry Ingram thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I'm about the boy George this whole outfit. Yeah. I'm Michael Jackson in this. Yeah, I'm a Michael Jackson myself up out of this group. Yeah, I was playing with my family, but you know, there was a whole lot of shit associated with that, and my brothers are jealous of me anyway, because I'm the one who has the most talent. But I mean, they got talent too, but they ain't like me. So I'm gonna go ahead and do my own thing, my own ideas, and make it work. Would you expect the other, if you were close with somebody in the band, like let's say it was really you and somebody else who started the band in the first place, and let's say you were a keyboard player and they were a bass player, but they were a bass player that could sing, so they did a lot of the vocals. And they were hella good on vocals. They were equally good on vocals and bass. So they boom, 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 slap bass, boom, 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 boom. They got good range. And they fit this group. Now, you get other members. You get other band members to make the band complete. You need a percussionist. You need a drummer. You need somebody else on strings for guitar. Maybe two guitarists. Maybe even another bass player. You know, you put together maybe a 5 or 6 man group. And y'all be having sessions. And this shit be, y'all be jamming. Like, yo, y'all looking like the next up. Y'all are the next up. Get a contract. Go ahead. You know, start recording, making records, selling records. So, but your partner, the bass player, the lead vocalist, pretty much the heart and soul of the goddamn group. Yo, I'm out, and I'm forming my own group. I'm leaving this group. I don't see why we should have to split the money of 5 or 6 ways when 5 or 6 people are not contributing. So me and you are the only ones that are really, you know, doing anything in this band. But I'm about to go start this other band. Me and you can go ahead and start this other band. You with it? What do you do? What do you do? I mean, you are an important part of this group, too. You may not be the lead vocalist, but you hella good on percussion. I'm sorry, on a keyboard. You know, you got that 80s keyboard thing. You know how the keyboard in the 80s was everything. Everything. Well, what do you do? What do you do? Your lead singer and bass player is about to be out. They ain't even trying to hear it. Like, listen, I'm leaving the group. I'm starting my own group. Now, me, you can be the next Hall of Notes. You with it? We could be the next Brothers Johnson, but bigger, like Hall of Notes. Yeah. We could be the next Ray Goodman and Brown. Except take away one Goodman or one Ray or one, you know, like what we can do is, you know, here we are dividing the money up 5 or 6 ways. We shouldn't have to do that. We started this group. This is our group. If you want to, we can even take the name of this group. But more than likely, you couldn't. The question is, do you stick in there and say, well, nah, but we established this group. Why would we want to leave our own shit? This is our shit. If anything, let's kick out the other three or four members. Kick them out. We can either keep the group as it is and hire just show musicians. So we won't have to divide the money up contractually for any points or royalties. When we go on a road, we're just contract out and you know, to various musicians, and, you know, pay them that way. That way, we'll get all of the contractual money, and we can go, since we already have established ourselves as good writers and good writers, good producers, good band members, we can demand more points on our contract. We've already sold all these records. Would you go? Would you go? Partnership. One quits. The other one ain't ready to quit. But do you quit anyway? You know what I mean? Thanks for that example, Nars. It's a goodie. That was a goodie. Without a doubt. My brother, Lawrence Sickle is all up in the crib. I'm glad to see you, and I'm glad you live. What's up, my man? You know right here you stand. I'm glad to see you right in front of my eyes, my man. Without a diggity, diggity, yeah, cameo. Yeah, Larry Back Blackman, mad at it. Come on, shit. I ain't doing no word up with no cameo. I don't need cameo for no word up. Leave them in the 70s. 80s, I do my own thing. Hey, most people who left their group were pretty successful. Well, Diana Ross left the Supremes in 1970. Well, you know, girl groups can't stay together in the way anyway. And Motown didn't really have albums back in the 60s. So, you know, they just had a string of singles. But nonetheless, Diana Ross. I always wondered how successful Diana Ross would have been if she wasn't involved personally with Berry Gordy. Can you imagine? Because she can't really sing. But she was a superstar. Had the best writers, best producers, had the best situation. I had the best situation, hands down, easy. But what would have happened? What would have happened if she was left out to her own devices? What would have happened if she would have had to have carried notes instead of those little novelty singing? What if she would have had to actually carry a note? You know? Would have been a whole lot different. Her producers was awesome. Diana Ross producers was awesome. The difference between what we're talking about tonight and anything going on with the Supremes, by the way, rest in peace, Mary Wilson. Damn. Diana Ross, the only Supreme left. So what we got? Otis. What's Otis last? Otis Williams of the Temps. He killed off all the other members. Now you got Diana Ross. She finally finished off Mary Wilson. Mary Wilson fought for three, four decades. Like, I ain't going to let this bitch kill me. Diana Ross caught her while she wasn't looking. With a little ass. But anyway, rest in peace, Mary Wilson. Anyway, see, Diana Ross didn't want to take nobody with her. She was out of the group. She was like, shit. No, y'all can't come with me. Same thing with Lionel Richie. No, y'all can't come with me. I don't know if Larry Graham or Larry Blackman, I don't know if they tried to take anybody with them. Probably didn't, though. I don't know if Jeffrey Osborne wanted to take anybody with him because, you know, if you remember the group LTD, Love, Tenderness, Devotion, It's a soulful group. LTD. Shout out to LTD. They were fucking great. Fuck. I mean, it wasn't regular. That wasn't a regular soul group. They had, you could listen to a whole LTD album easily. Love, Tenderness, Devotion. And you see how different the music was for Jeffrey Osborne and for Lionel Richie when they left their respective groups. They left the soul with the group. Come on. Listen, as much as I like On the Wings of Love, up and above the clouds, the only way to fly. That wasn't, that can't touch no. Do you remember? Wait. We had a love call. Yes, we did, girl. And it went something like this. Do 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 do. Ha ha. And that was our love call. And in the distance, he wasn't doing that shit solo. I see Lionel Richie talking about something. Oh, girl. Gave my life so much value. Realized it really didn't have any value at all. He couldn't do that shit. He was dancing on the ceiling and shit. What? Annette Davidson, number one. Annette Davidson, number one. What's going on? But yeah, like the difference is they didn't invite anybody to leave with them. They left on their own, and evidently they wanted to be on their own. Michael Jackson didn't want to take anybody with him. They all wanted to be soloists for whatever reason. But the reason why I bring it up, the reason I went with that, you know, Nars brought it up. He needs all the credit for that. He's a very good idea, man. The reason I went with it is because as fans, we don't know what happens. We don't know if anybody was asked to take, you know, for anybody to go with them. All we see is the result. And the result is the band stayed over here and the soloists went that way. And, you know, and we just know the records that were made when they left. Wait a minute, though. We do have an example that we can probably use when David Ruffin was kicked out of the Temptations. Yeah, he wanted Eddie Kendricks to come with him. Like, yo, Ed, man, fuck the Temps. Fuck Otis. Fuck everybody. Shit. You know me and you, the heart and soul of the group anyway. None of them other motherfuckers can sing. They can't sing. They can dance, but they can't sing. You falsetto me on the, you know how we do. You know how we do, and you can't deny. David Ruffin was still dope as shit after the Tips. That song's like, yo, David Ruffin. Rest in peace, David Ruffin. Rest in peace, Eddie Kendricks. But yeah, he did, according to their documentary and all of that, he did ask Eddie to come with him. Like, yo, here, sniff this coke with me and, yo, you should consider, you know, I mean, we can start our own group. You know? So, but he didn't do it, evidently. He did make solo records. Eddie Kendricks did make solo records. It was kind of like after the Temptations weren't recording like they used to be. They were already off of Motown. But what if he would have left? What if he would have left when they kicked Otis Redding, when they kicked out David Ruffin, what if he would have left? You think he thought about it? I'm pretty sure he did, according to the movie, the documentary, and all of that. And I don't know him personally. I didn't read any of their books. But it looked like he considered leaving the group. Oh, he threatened to leave the group when Paul couldn't get himself back together and they put Paul out the group. He's like, if Paul go, I go. I'm out of here. Damn. Y'all was saying, the groups I named, y'all was already saying. I swear I ain't see this shit. This happens all the time. This is amazing. Okay. Okay, let me save. I was buffering for a minute. Am I good now? We good? Are we good? We good? Carol says Diana Ross had Berry Gordy, so she would have made it. Yeah, she would have made it, but without Berry Gordy, what would she have done? What would she have done without that cosign? Because did anybody consider Diana Ross to be good before Berry Gordy pushed the envelope? I wonder. Because she couldn't really say. Michael McDonald, very good one. Very good one. The Doobie Brothers, Michael McDonald. Had a pretty good career after the Doobie Brothers. I don't know if he wanted to take anybody with him. That's a good one. Very good. Robbie Irving says, all right, for LTD. LTD was the truth. Narzo said, we both deserve each other's love. That was that LTD shit. He couldn't do that on his own. It was like he left that soul behind. Like, I'm going to do this 80s pop thing. We're going all the way. If the two of us both want it, I put my money on it. Starting today. We're going all the way. I mean, I sung that at my eighth grade graduation. It was pretty cool. But, it wasn't share my world. Or is it share my love? Share my love. Won't you share my love? Listen, man. Wow. I don't know. But let's say, let me take it away from music. There have been plenty of times when people have gotten jobs together. Maybe I got a job first and I pull you in. Like, yo, you know what I mean? Come down to my job, you know, put me down as a reference and whatever. You know, you come in here, you know, we're paying good. It's a good situation, blah, 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 blah. We be having fun. Everything is good. You come down, you get the job, you start doing good on the job. Maybe something happens to me on the job. You know, maybe they would start to treat me unfairly at the job. I got a raw deal at the job. I get fired or I get fed up, see the writing on the wall and quit. Do you stay on the job? Personally, I think you would be a fool to quit a situation like that. The finances, man. I mean, you got to keep it a buck. Foxy Diva Nisi. What's up, Foxy Diva Nisi? Thanks for coming on through. Well, I appreciate me some you. Yes, I do. But yeah, so I get a job at wherever. I bring you in. You start doing well at the job. You making good money. I'm making good money, but I get into something with my supervisor, my manager, whatever. Something happens at the job where we're not seeing eye to eye. It's not a good situation like it started out being. And I said, well, look, I'm out of here. You know what I mean? I ain't going to let these motherfuckers keep doing me like that. So I'm out. I'm Izzy out. Yeah. So I break out. Do you break out? Or do you stay? Do you hang in there? Do you stick it out? Do you make the best of it? Or do you say, shoot, you diss my brother, you diss me. I don't need this job. Only reason I'm working here is because my brother hooked me up. My sister hooked me up. My cousin hooked me up. My homies who's like a brother or sister hooked me up. So when they go, I go. No Roger, no rerun, no rent. 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 No Roger, no rerun, no. No Roger, no rerun, no. No Roger, no rerun, no rent. No rent. No Roger, no rerun, no rent. No Roger. No rerun, no rent. You ain't getting another cent, no rent. You ain't getting another cent. No Roger, no rerun, no rent. No Roger, no rerun, no rent. No Roger, no rerun, no rent. I keep my money in it, won't get spent. No Roger, no rerun, no rent. No Roger, no rerun, no rent. No rise, no rerun, no rent. Yo, not another dime will be spent. Not here, baby. Yo, yo, clean out your ears, baby, so you can hear, baby. So what happens? When your partner is out, are you out? Is you out when your partner is out? Is you out when your partner is out? Lawrence Eagle says, old school pastors had the talent to sing too. Yo, I never thought of it that way, but you're right. There have been plenty of preachers, ministers that could really, really sing. What happened if they broke out and started and they wanted to start a secular music career? What would happen? Shirley Murdoch. Well, she wasn't a preacher. Started off in the church, though. Patti LaBelle. Wasn't a preacher. Started off in the church, though. Heavy. Heavy. You know. And the people I named, they sang in church and they were pretty good singers, but they didn't have those strong voices. They didn't have those real strong voices that could really belt out those notes like Kirk Franklin. Now, that's a pastor. What? Kirk Franklin. You ever hear Kirk Franklin sing? I never forget when he sang. Ha! Won't get me, devil! Kirk! Rest in peace, Kirk Franklin. I want to hear that shit about him being alive. That shit is dead. Yeah. And then David says, when Teddy Pendergrass left Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes. I don't know if he wanted to take anybody from Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes. You know, Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes was actually a very good group. Philly had it going on. They were good. They were good even without Teddy. However, you can clearly see the contribution that Teddy had with Hal Melvin in the Blue Notes. And that dude says, I never really liked Diana Ross. I don't think that she can sing, that she can really sing. I can't. She can't. She can't hold notes. She can't hold that. She, listen, you thought those singers in the 80s was getting away with murder. I think Diana Ross got it popping in the 60s. And I don't know how she did it, because back then you had to really know how to sing, or so we thought. But if you go all the way back, she ain't had no business singing lead in no group, especially this. You know, Flo Ballard and Mary Wilson had to be looking like, she must be giving him some hella head. Because Flo Ballard was the best vocalist in the group. But, you know, she did have an attitude problem. She wasn't made for Hollywood. Flo would let you know what she was thinking. But that's why I was surprised she never came at Diana. Like, bitch, you know goddamn well you can't sing. Yeah. Yo, Mary can sing better. Mary! I know I'm at least the second best in this group. But oh well. Hey, Belle. So, yeah. All right. So, Carol, you said I'm sticking and staying. So, yeah, you go get a job. You don't go get a job just because somebody else worked there. But, you know, people have done that. My brother and my sister was working there. So, I started working there. Yeah. I'm like, okay. That's all good. But you mean to tell me that you would leave a good job because your brother or sister or cousin or friend or whatever wasn't working there no more? Well, for some people, it's yes. When they out, I'm out. there's a decision that we have to make. Because sometimes we can make that decision consciously, or we can allow it to be made for us. In other words, we may say, nah, I'm a stick it out. But subconsciously, you may create situations where you would have to be fired too. So now, not only did you fire, did you follow them in leaving the job, you even followed their technique for leaving. You know, some people don't have the balls to be who they are or what they want to be. No. And I'm saying that, and even though it sounds like I'm dissing, I'm really not, or not intentionally dissing. But it is what it is. It is what it is. But you may have a good reason to leave. You know, like, okay, when Bobby Brown left New Edition, he told all of the band members, the fellas, like, look, man, y'all getting jerked. Y'all see, we had to go, here we are, gold and platinum albums and shit, and we got to go back to the projects with no money? We damn near was owing them. Y'all cool with that? I know I'm making a couple of dollars over here. Remember, Bobby Brown ain't blow up on his first album. Remember his first album? He just had that one hit single. I need a girlfriend, and I need her right now. Holding and kissing and holding you tight, never letting go. Personally, it's one of my favorite songs, but nobody left with it. But I don't know if you could really leave this. I mean, use this example, but if you look at Belle Biv DeVoe, now, when they left New Edition was already broken up. But they did leave together and form another group. So, oh, no, it's a Reverend Al Green. He was a reverend, wasn't he? Reverend Green. Well, he said, let's stay together. So, Kirk Franklin does more talking now than singing. I ain't never heard him sing nothing. I was playing around. I've never heard Kirk. I mean, maybe he does sing, but I don't hear him. He's a gospel hype man. Won't get me, devil. Come on. We're going to shout out the Lord. Get some Jesus up in here. Yeah. Like, the fuck are you? Kirk Franklin. He likes porn a lot. Likes porn, that Kirk Franklin. He likes watching freaky sex. The nerve of him. Lars Siegel says, Kirk Franklin is a gospel MC. Well, where the rhymes? I guess you don't have to rhyme in order to be an MC. It just means master of ceremony. But okay. Uh-huh. And so Jones says, some musicians can't perform, but kill in the studio. Yeah, if you kill in the studio, but you can't perform live, that tells you everything that's going on in the studio. You know what I mean? You got a 48-track mix board, and you are mixing to perfection. But you can't make it happen like that live. Unless you lip sync as Janet Jackson. Janet Jackson never sung live. Can't sing. Can't sing either. Nah, I like Janet Jackson. She's a great performer, great artist, had great records. But she couldn't sing on them. Can't carry a note either. Her and Diana Ross have a lot in common. Can't carry no note for Jackson. Can't all. Hey, look. Everybody knows Janet Jackson is one of the most famous singers ever. Artist ever, and she puts on a hell of a show. But in the studio, Well, let's put it this way. With all that dancing, those notes are not going to come out a certain kind of way. So she never sung live. Straight lip syncing. But they weren't where, you know, every net, like for a couple of, you know, they turn a mic off for like, hey, everybody, come on now. Hey. Cut the mic off. M-I-S-S-U much. I said M-I-S-S-U much. At Omar, I have a family to take care of. Yeah, see you later. Bye. Carol, I'm me and you. Yeah, and I was faced with a situation like that before. Me and my brother, we was both working at City Blue. He was about to either get fired or quit or whatever. He didn't. But I was like, this job is putting more money in my pocket than I ever had. I mean, $200 a week in 1987? I couldn't fuck that up. What are you, crazy? I'm 17 years old, making $200 a week. It's $800 a month. I was rich. I could buy a chain a month. A chain. Shit. It was the Dookie rope era. I was too scared to get a Dookie rope. I sure wanted one. Only thing I had to pay for was my trans pass. But he was fucking up. He didn't get fired, and he didn't quit. But I was like, you know, he thinking that when he leave, I'ma leave. I was like, I didn't have a plan B. Well, go back to making under $100 a week. Shit. This was 1987. Some people still only make $200 a week. This is 30 something years later. I mean, come on. Give me a break. But yeah. A decision has to be made. Like, what are you gonna do? Are you gonna follow somebody? Are you going to follow somebody that leaves a situation that you consider to be a good situation because they are your partner? Or do you decide that y'all can be partners in other ways? Either way, for me, it's pretty understandable. Like, I could understand why you would do either one. But especially if you stay. I didn't have no kids. I was 17 years old. No. Anything I would have done would have been pretty much a win. It was a win-win situation. Mona Garris, what's up, Mo? What up, Mo? How ya feeling? Good to see me. No diggity. That nigga says, I love some Eddie LaVert. Did he ever? He never left the OJs though, did he? I know Gerald LaVert left LaVert. But I don't, Eddie LaVert's still with the OJs. Terrible. Terrible live. I thought he was terrible on records too. But evidently, look. Yeah, he couldn't sing. He couldn't sing. Yo. Yo, after that Night and Day record, man, he shows you he couldn't sing in Off on Your Own, Girl. I tell you, that light skin and curly hair was getting motherfuckers over like crazy in 88. They went for that shit hook, line, and sinker. Good hair. Okay. Jodeci for people, but KC and JoJo was the names everyone know. That's true. But Devontae was a very, very good producer. Now, the weak link. We all know who the weak link was because we don't know what the fuck he did. That was Mr. Dalvin. Like, and they said, and I think I heard somewhere that that was the reason that KC and Joe left. Like, man, we ain't splitting this money four ways. We gonna do our own thing. But they are partners. They are brothers. And they came in together and they did leave together. Interesting. And technically, that's like a job. So I guess we killed two answers with one situation. So are y'all saying that you've never been in a situation where the only way that you would stay was if the person that you liked or came in with or was there with stayed? Is that what we saying? Is that what we doing?
That's interesting.
Is that what we doing? Because if it is what we doing, I'm okay with it. But is it true? Well, I don't know. If it was something like, I don't know if this example applies, but we could try it out. If your mom or your dad was involved in something, well, hold on. Because kids have had to make this decision before. You know, there have been children who had to choose whether they were going to allow the custody of their mom or their dad. So if their parents were married and they divorced, who you rolling with? It may be a decision that you have to make at a young age. Who you rolling with? You want to go with your mom or go with your dad? It might be presented like you're not betraying or letting down either one. We just need you to decide. Custody battle. But who you rolling with? Who you rolling with? You gonna stay with mom like most people do? Or you gonna go to your dad's house like some people do? Dad might have a better house, better situation. You know what I mean? Are you going to abandon your mom? I don't know. You know, it can. I don't know. I need a baker. Some people love Anita Baker's voice, and some people can't stand it. Shit, a record company couldn't stand it. They were like, but she, so they like this shit? They really didn't believe in Anita Baker. Her story is an interesting story, too. She really should. Anita Baker should have either a unsung or somebody should do a documentary on Anita Baker. She has an interesting story. You know, she was abandoned by her mom when she was like 2 or 3 years old. And she was raised by her foster parents that took her to Detroit. She was born in Ohio. Her foster parents took her to Detroit and they died when she was 12. So imagine your mom abandoning you, like just straight giving you up at like age 2, 3, 4. Some she was young. Crazy young, like before school young. And then your foster parents, male and female. She had a foster mom and dad. Basically adopted her. And they both died when she was 12 years old. She just left out there. She dropped out of high school, started singing in the clubs and around the D, and one thing led to another and all that. Flashback to the times we had, the time that made us laugh, or that made us sad. You know what I'm saying? I like Anita Baker. I like Anita. Kathy was said, and Omar, he was liking. All right. Cass says, nope, it's all about me and mine. No, it's not true for me, okay. And that David said, I'm not effing up my livelihood because of someone else. Understandable, okay. Mo says, love my fam and friends, but unless they are paying my bills, I'm not going anywhere. All right. Everything says, yeah, that white man told her she couldn't sing. Well, she made a liar out of him with that first album, shit. And they let her, she had creative control over that album too. They didn't really want to promote it like this album ain't going nowhere. The first single they put out, it did start off slow. I think when she came out with Sweet Love, Sweet Love, and that shit took off. Lovely E, Erica, what's going on, Erica? I was on your block today, Erica. How you feeling, Erica? Good to see me, some of you. Thanks for coming on through. You know exactly how we do. All right. Oh, 8:13. We about to get on the body here, but yeah, man, you know. I wanted to do this show tonight. Oh, by the way, make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that you share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel. Subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, subscribe to the channel. Subscribe to the channel. Yeah. Subscribe to the channel. Yeah. Daily Go Get a Mission Show. Power Monday all up in your area. President's Day minus 45. I'm about to do these birthday shout outs and get on the fire here. But we was talking about partnership. But I would like to know how y'all felt about what I was talking about with that with the kids. Like, you know, if you're faced with a situation where your mama and your daddy are breaking up and you gotta choose one, who are you rolling with? You know? That's one of those questions where people try to find the right answer. There really isn't one. Because everybody's situation is different. You know, it may not have anything to do with loving one over the other. It don't have to be nothing like that. It don't have to be nothing like. And that David says, always mama. Okay. Marcel says, Rapture was an excellent album. And it truly was. You bring me joy. Huh? Those three albums were, yep, 1, 2, 3 in a row. Okay. This is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. I said, listen to this. We have some birthday shout outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. February 15th, Power Monday, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Go get her. Colleen Johnson. Turn at 59, Colleen Johnson. That's a good 59, too. Happy birthday to you. And also Angela Shaw, turning 54 years old today, and she's raising money for No Kid Hungry. Shout out to you. And Shay Clark, happy birthday to you. And Judith Marsha Jones, turning 53 years old today. And Louisiana, not Louisiana, Louisiana. That's right. Louisiana Destin, turning 31 years old today. And Asia Walker turning 28 years old today, and Shinzira Cookie Grant, happy birthday to you, and Marlene Carter, Marlene Carter, Bomb Harder, happy birthday to you, and go get a Pamela Grant turning 60 years old, Dick Pamela Grant, the years, my God, you know, anyway, good looking out, Pam, and Anissa Miller Young, happy birthday to you, Anissa. Miller Young, and last but not least, my cuz by marriage, sort of, because it wasn't exactly me. No matter. Mary Hattison, happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday and hold it down, too. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious. February 15th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you, rock out, rock on, and do the damn thing, rock out, rock on, and do the damn thing, rock out, rock on, and do the damn thing, do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings, good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, yo, check it out, peak game. Yo, feel me on this. Partnership. When your partner goes, do you go, do you stay, do you say, listen, I can't go out that way. When your partner breaks out, but they are number one, and they might be the one that brought you in, son. When your partner starts to leave, the partner quits, the partner breaks out, the partner decides to stop, what do you do? Do you hop, or do you say, yo, I gotta take care of my crop. You got your own thing, your own king, your own queen, whatever you say, I'm on this scene. You brought me in, but I'm staying here until I make the rest of the money that I need this year. All right, y'all. I want to thank all y'all for coming through. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. Love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all back to life. Don't forget to hit the like button if you hadn't hit the like button yet. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Don't forget to like, to share the show. And we will be back tomorrow night. And what we're going to be talking about tomorrow night. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on to your love. You got to hold on. Hold on to your love. Hold on. So tomorrow, we're going to talk about tax. Nah, hold on. You know what we're going to talk about tomorrow? Nah. Yeah, we're going to do tax return stories. Tax return stories from the most ratchet to the most tragic. So we're going to talk about tax return stories from everything from people buying mink coats, buying new cars, and balling out all crazy doing tax returns to those who would have got a big-ass ball in tax return except for they owed student loan. Oh! We're going to talk about it tomorrow, tax return stories. Talk about it tomorrow, tax return stories. So be here or be here around, all right? So let me get my blog talk out of here. Let me get the blog talk of how bad is with blog talk. Because if I was something else later, all right, peace. Peace, Blog Talk.